Before the trip, I was feeling really inadequate and confused about why God would want me, of all people, to go to Mexico. But as the trip progressed, I slowly began to realize exactly why God had wanted me there. One of the most stretching and life-changing experiences on the trip was visiting the old folks' home. I'd never been so humbled in my entire life. Our first task when we arrived was cleaning rooms. Not only was basically everything completely soiled, but there were tons of flies everywhere. I was so sad to see how people actually left their loved ones in such a filthy environment. As grossed out as I was, God gave me such an overwhelming love for the people there. It was also hard because a lot of the people weren't all there or were missing limbs or something. As we moved through the rooms, we started meeting extremely sweet and outgoing and beautiful people. We had such good conversation with each of them. Some of them even sang with us. There was one woman in particular that I really bonded with. Everyone said that one day I was going to be just like her. We called her my twin. And she took me by the hand, showing me where she liked to sit, and took me to see all her best friends. And just meeting her alone made the whole trip worth it. When we left, I was glad we went, but I was also glad we didn't have to go back, or so I thought. And then Thursday came later in the week, and we had our time of ATL, which is Ask the Lord, and it's when each of our smaller groups sit down and take time to pray and let God show us where to spend part of the afternoon on our last day. Everyone had different ideas about where we might need to go, but I just didn't feel right about any of the choices, so Chelsea and I told Steve that we wanted to pray for longer. As much as I liked the other ideas and wanted to just go ahead and take an easier and fun job, I couldn't get pictures of the older people's faces out of my mind. Some people on our team had had an even harder experience there than me, so I didn't want to be wrong just in case it wasn't God and just my mind playing tricks on me. Then Kelsey spoke up and said with tears in her eyes that she felt like we were supposed to go back to the old folks' home. I knew then that it was God because as I spoke up in agreement, Chelsea chimed in too. So it was decided. It was basically like unimaginably hard, and half our team spent the whole ride there in tears, including me. Right when we got there, God showed Chelsea and I a woman who was sitting alone. The three of us ended up crying together. Sorry. And she told us her life story and, like, sang songs with us. And I just couldn't stop saying how much God loved her. And as we sat there, more little ladies started coming down to us and just talking with us and stuff, including my twin from earlier in the week. And when she saw me, her face just, like, lit up, and we ran to, like, embrace each other, and she looked at me and said, "You came back to see me." And I was just, like, so overwhelmed, and I began to get all choked up all over again, and I spent the rest of the time with a core group of wonderful women there and had an amazing time. I wouldn't trade a single moment for the whole world. When it was time to leave, I didn't want to go. I was the last one falling behind from everyone else because I just couldn't let go of my twin. We just cried and held each other for several minutes because we knew it would be our last time ever seeing each other. Finally, our teams couldn't wait any longer, so I had to leave, and we all left crying together and hugging each other as we said how proud we each were to see such awesome works of God done in all of us. This is just a simplified summary of something so huge, even the most perfected words couldn't express it right. I hope you were able to at least get a small glimpse into just some of what the unbelievable things God did in Mexico, what he did in me. I felt like, more than anything, he just taught me to trust in him because no matter what, he always provides and delivers me. Sometimes we don't want to do things because we're scared or we feel uncomfortable. But God is bigger than that. We can do all things through him. Even communicate through a language barrier without translators. For the first time in my life, I think I finally understand how God really is love. I know he'll continue to lend that gift to me and help me grow as a person as long as I trust in him.